It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stir.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. We're just 1 week away from Mother's Day, and strawberry pies are back.
Oh my gosh, I live for those.
I know. Look at this photo right here that we're looking at. We need to get one of these in front of us right now.
We do. $13.99.
You can't beat it. And just for you, Miss Kimberly, it's BOGO time.
Shrimp?
Oh.
David Ball just, he knows what I like.
But I'm going for the porterhouse chops. And guess what?
What?
They're BOGO.
They are.
They're BOGO. Buy one, get one free.
That's unprecedented.
At your neighborhood. That's something else. Kansas City strips, $7 each. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're talking certified Hereford beef. That's right. Go to your Hen House Market right now, and you can get all the ingredients for my recipe of the week. And you're going to love this one. It's strawberry season, so I made a strawberry caprese.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
Simple ingredients with some farm-to-market ciabatta bread, a little bit of that chateau garlic butter on that bread. That's a salad for the springtime. Well, let's get on with the show.
You know, Jasper, we've got such a great lineup today. We have Judith Furtick and Karen Adler, who, of course, are the barbecue queens. They have another new cookbook out, Red, White, and Q. And, of course, Slow Food is doing an event with them, the debut of the book.
That's right.
The worldwide debut of the book at Tres Amari on May 16th.
And breaking news, they're going to do a dinner and book signing at Jasper's Restaurant in June.
There you go. And we're going to be talking with Damian Garcia of Union Horse Distilling. He's going to be telling us what's new over in Lenexa. Lydia Lynn's Sweet Treats.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we're going to be talking with Mike Vallant of the Roastery about the new drive-thru, about the new cafe at Corrigan Station, and what else is going on.
Ooh, this is an action-packed show. And don't forget, my cooking class this Monday evening over with Jet Pats, over to Time for Everything.
Yeah.
It's all about Italian barbecue. You can sign up right now at atimeforeverything.com. That's T-H-Y-M-E, by the way.
Good morning and welcome to Live from Jasper's Kitchen. I have to tell you, my friends, I am surrounded by three ladies right now, and I think for the first time in my life, I'm going to be speechless.
Never, Jasper.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not. Three beauties, come on, the barbecue queens and Kimberly Stern. This is like the Foodie Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's how nice, Jasper. Coming from the king of cannolis and the master meatball maker, that's a high compliment.
A
but we do. We are so lucky. It's like old home week here to have Karen Adler and Judith Furtick on. They are so prolific in everything they do. And, of course, they have a new cookbook out, the Barbecue Queens do, and it's called Red, White, and Q, Farm Fresh Foods for the American Grill. And as with every cookbook the Barbecue Queens do, it's not just about food. There's a little education thrown in there, right?
Yes, Judith is very smart. And
I always wondered who was the brains, right?
She has a photographic memory, and so she can think about, you know, what happened, like where Green Goddess came from. From the 1920s.
It was a while back.
That's what we want to ask you, your inspiration. How many books is this now? How many books?
Over 12. And so
together.
You lost count.
Together, over 12. So I think this is lucky number 13.
It is lucky.
I think.
How do you keep getting inspiration? I mean, I know you went for farm fresh foods, and you're hitting not only Kansas and Missouri, but come on, I mean,
yeah, all
something
over
to keep you going.
Yeah, well, we did Patio Pizzeria, and we've done Barbecue Bistro, we've done
the Gardener and the Grill,
and we thought, well, what else? And we think, well, you know, all these great American foods. Why don't we highlight what's best in every area? So you could use bourbon and root beer and rainbow carrots and maple syrup and country ham.
Yeah, farmed rainbow trout, which is.
Yeah, and all the best stuff from every area.
So whoever thinks that barbecue and grilling is kind of a one-trick pony, you guys more than anyone, I think, have shown us over the years that it's not.
Yeah, our pony has lots of tricks. So,
well, and I think the other thing that we do, because we have always been home cooks, that we take what we love in the kitchen and say, could this translate to the grill? And would it be as good or better on the grill?
Yeah, and one thing, I have two little granddaughters now, and, you know, and that influences your cooking. And one of the things that, you know, little kids like to eat is roasted carrots in place of French fries. That, you know, moms tried to do that. Well, we grilled rainbow carrots, and they're fabulous. Not only do they look beautiful, they look even more beautiful after you grill them, but then there's this sort of take on ketchup that you can have with them. So it's great for a cocktail party. It's great if you have, there's always vegan people or vegetarian people that, you know, you have in your family or you invite to your house, or little kids. It works for everybody.
And it's just what Kimberly asked you, and this is just by looking at the book, you'll find this. Razzle Dazzle Caprese four ways. So just a regular tomato caprese, now you've elevated it with grilled roasted red pepper, feta, chives, nectarines, burrata, mince, ricotta salata, zucchini, and dill. Absolutely stunning. I mean,
sounds like it was made for your restaurant.
Oh, I'm yeah. Like, what did I just do to the book here, Kimberly?
Gosh darn.
So that's going to be for our dinner when we do our book signing with you.
Yeah. Well, and I also want you to consider the grilled spadini, the grilled chicken spadini.
Oh, yeah, I'll find it. I'll find
with
it
an infused basil cream sauce with the fettuccine, and it is to die
no
for.
No kidding. Yeah. That's on the list. Yeah. That's on the list. But so, I'm looking at the root beer ribs, Kim.
Oh, I know. I saw that. I immediately thought of you because I know that you like that.
I didn't mean to get you off track. I'm sorry, Kim.
Tell us about the inspiration there, the root beer ribs.
Well, when I worked on Heartland, the cookbook, I looked at, you know, one of the big things from the Midwest is root beer. It's surprising, but, you know, root beer is a big thing. And it came about during the Depression, during Prohibition, when people couldn't brew real beer anymore. But so they had to sell something, and it was root beer. So there's all these mom and pop root beer companies all over. And I personally am not a huge root beer fan, but I like Lost Trail root beer. Because it's kind of a softer, more
same
vanilla
thing.
Root beer.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like real, real sweet root beers. So Hires root beer, which Hires is actually the person that first made root beer.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Because I'm a root beer fan.
I love
root beer too.
Right. And that using sassafras, and I looked this up, and I do need to correct you, my dear.
Oh.
Okay, because root beer first appeared at the Philadelphia Centennial Exposition in 1876.
Are you
way
good or what?
Prohibition.
Okay, are you good or what?
This is what I'm talking about. You two, this is why we need Facebook Live, Kimberly.
We just need to sit back.
We're
let
sitting
them
back
go.
Watching you two go at it right now. And Karen, now, you know, it's like
1876.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Well, I knew that because of National Root Beer Day, and I put that history up. But that was very good, Karen.
Thank you.
Do you have any more like that when she says something?
I hope so.
Popsicles?
Yeah. Say, I beg to differ.
Okay, ladies, do you ever argue? Do you ever, you know,
all the
is it just a banter, or is it really argument? Like, no, I'm not doing it. No.
It's an arguing banter until we...
Hang up the phone?
No.
Okay.
No, until we both can come to a compromise.
A compromise.
Yeah.
It's just like any relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
We're both the oldest in our family. So,
okay.
So, so we're kind of used to calling the shots, and so it's like, who gets to...
I'm the baby, so I'm just used to getting kicked.
Yeah.
And
Jasper, that's a whole other show. Well, let's talk about Ember. Let's change the subject entirely because that's my job. What is Ember roasting? Because you talk about it in the book. Is it something new? Are you resurrecting it?
It's actually something old.
Like campfire.
Like campfire baked potatoes that, you know, people used to do along, you know, you'd throw a whole potato in the embers of a fire and just bake it that way. But we had this fabulous Ember roasted eggplant that you just do the whole eggplant, and we had this at Prune in New York where she does this over the gas burner. But we think, you know, why not just do it in the embers of your, you know, gas grill?
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's got a good skin on it to be able to put it in the embers.
That the smoky flavor goes all the way through the eggplant, and then, you know, it becomes sort of like a puree all on its own that you put lemon and garlic and olive oil, and it's fabulous.
Are you inspired by going out to eat?
Sometimes.
Are you more inspired just by picking up a book or watching somebody say, I can do that, maybe I can bring it to another level, like you did with the popsicles or you did with the banana splits in this book?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Like my method is the box method. Like I get a box and I start throwing stuff in it, and, you know, like might work for another book. So
like menus and magazine clippings.
That's me.
And
that's what I do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stuff I print off from the internet, you know.
My new thing is I take photos.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at something,
yeah.
I'll just take a photo real quick, and then I go back to them that night and make my notes. It's easy. I mean, you know, what do I know? I just make meatballs for a living, Kimberly.
That's right, and cannoli.
I don't make the meatball sandwiches like in this book here, the grilled meatball hoagies. Oh, my gosh. Well, real quick, we have a special event coming up at the restaurants this summer.
We do.
But you have another event coming up beforehand, and that's going to be at Chesimera Restaurants.
Yes, that's Slow Food Kansas City at Tres Amare in Briarcliff.
It's right next to Nell Hills.
And it's on May 16th. And it's, I think you can go to the Slow Food
website. You can go to slowfoodkc.org.
.org website to look it up.
And sign up right now.
And sign up with brown paper tickets.
Yeah. Well, it's Red, White, and Q, Miss Kimberly.
It's a gorgeous cookbook. What are you working on? Can you give us any hint?
We're sort of talking about a book we're going to call The Color Grill. And it's, again, vegetables, but, you know, beautiful things, you know, more of a kind of an artsy sort of book. But we don't have, you know, that's in the talking stages right now, so.
And how about novels for you? Anything coming up?
Yeah,
can we discuss or not?
Yeah.
Your third one?
Yeah. It's a departure, but it's one that was inspired by my mom. So,
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So
we look forward to having you guys. I mean, it's like you always have an open door invitation, right, Jay?
Well, you know, Karen was my first guest on the radio show 11 years ago.
11
wow. years ago, we did at the Roth Concept Center.
Karen had just graduated from sixth grade.
There you go. See, there you go, Karen. Now you see it, huh? I wish you could all be with us right now and see these two ladies, the Barbecue Queens in Kansas City. Their books, such an inspiration. We owe you a lot in Kansas City, my friends.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you for coming.
Here.
I love
Great
you both.
To be here.
Kimberly, another delicious interview.
That's right. I need to get this one autographed.
Oh, go out and get the book, my friends. It's Red, White, and Q, Farm Fresh Food for the American Grill by Karen Adler and Judith.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. Kimberly, when you walk into a studio and you see five bottles of liquor just waiting for you, asking to be opened, you know it's going to be a good show.
Absolutely, Jasper, and especially when those bottles of liquor are produced by a hometown distilling company, Union Horse, in Lenexa. We're lucky enough to get Damian Garcia, one of the founding siblings of Union Horse, and of course he is director of sales and marketing. We're going to talk about your spirits and about your history, and maybe even about the difference between some of the products you've brought here this morning. Well, Damian, tell us just a little bit your elevator speech about Union Horse, because it's fascinating how you and your brothers and sister founded it.
Yes, actually, we started in 2010. Again, a family-owned and operated business. We are a grain to glass distillery, so everything that we do, everything is in-house. We start with the grain and end up with some beautiful spirits here. And we also started a event space as well.
Gorgeous event space.
Yes. So we started the event space, it's been great. We're getting out there and showing our spirits and getting out there with everything. So.
And you know, Jasper, of course, the big news with Union Horse is they recently re-released their barrel strength whiskey after a limited run in 2014. So there it is.
Beautiful packaging.
Well, thank you.
With a cork on top, which is really unique.
Yes.
Also, I like that a lot.
Definitely.
So we have the barrel strength here in front of us. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have the rye and the bourbon.
Correct. Yes.
But the first one I remember a few years ago when you first came on was just a white whiskey.
Yes, definitely. Let's see, the white whiskey, we came out with the white whiskey in 2012. And the white whiskey is actually, it's really considered an unaged whiskey.
Exactly.
We do put it through the barrel. In order for us to call it whiskey, we do rest it in a barrel for about 120 minutes.
Wait a second, take it back, 120 minutes?
120 minutes,
So we're talking 2 hours.
Correct.
So it doesn't pick up any color.
So it doesn't pick up any color, doesn't pick up any of the flavor notes from the barrel aging. So it's got a really good, nice, sweetness from the corn. And
where did you get that at, 120 minutes?
It was just one of those things where, you know, they rest it in the barrel. They go and do something else, you know,
take care of
some other process that they're doing, and then they turn around, come back to it, and they empty it out. So
it's young.
Yes, it's very young.
Very
yes,
young.
It's the youngest possible whiskey you could possibly get.
That's what I'm asking. I'm not used to this, but is that normal with whiskey? I mean, does anybody else do a white whiskey?
There's a lot of whiskeys that are out there, but they call them on the shelf. They call them moonshine.
Okay, well there you
you go.
So yeah,
see,
so
I was looking for that, Kim.
The moonshine. I mean, we didn't want to put the label on there as moonshine.
No, because, I like that
because we're not. I mean, obviously, we're not making it in, you know, North Carolina or Tennessee or anything in the backwoods, in the hills. So we wanted to call it what it was. So, and we wanted to kind of come out with something that was really unique and very different from what was out there at that point.
And, you know, Damien, I spent some time at Union Horse with a bunch of Brits, if you remember,
yes,
about a year ago.
Yes, that was fun.
The owner of Bodine's Barbecue in London
uh-huh.
and the chef, the owner, and some other people, they were absolutely fascinated. Yeah. With the process.
So you have tours. That's something to talk about. I didn't realize that.
Yes. Yeah. So we do tours. We do tours anywhere from about 4 to 5 a month. And you can get onto unionhorse.com and kind of see when we have tours scheduled. So you call in or email us and reserve a spot and you come through and it's about 2 to 2.5 hour.
Wow.
Tour. So you get to tour the place, you know, to see the processes and everything, and then at the end we give you a tasting of all the spirits.
I was going to ask, it has to end with a tasting. Come
and you also get some really delicious cocktails as well.
No
so
kidding.
So it's education and enjoyment.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm picking up a bottle right now. Newest one out,
yes,
which is really a release.
Yeah, well, it's the release that we came out with this. We came out with this in December, and this is actually an everyday release. So it's going to be out, you know, from here on out. The barrel strength, we came out with it back in 2015.
And what does barrel strength mean?
We did a special release. Barrel strength actually, see, we do our reunion rye whiskey, uh-huh. which is at, and we proof this down to about 93 proof here.
Wow.
And for this one here, this actually just comes straight out of the barrel.
Okay.
So it comes straight out of the barrel. It's uncut with water, wow. our RO water, and unfiltered. And then what we do is we bottle it. So everything that we, all of our barrel-aged whiskeys, including our reunion rye, our bourbon, they go into the barrel at 110 proof. The reason we go into the barrel at that particular proof is that we're pulling out more vanillas, caramels, butterscotch flavors.
I'm reading that on the site here right now, the tastings that you pick up. Wow, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the notes.
And the barrels, are they local also from Missouri?
Yeah, well, they're from Missouri. They're from a cooperage in Lebanon, Missouri called Independence Dave. So it's all new Missouri American oak. Yeah. But this comes out, so we pull it out, and through evaporation through the barrel, we're gaining proof on the whiskey. So we go in at 110, but we pulled this out at 112.3.
And these are all in the copper pots, of course.
Yes, and actually, yeah, it's made through, the distillation process is made through a hybrid column pot still.
Using rye and what else?
We also, with the grains that we use are rye, corn, wheat, and now we've been working with barley as well.
No recipes here, Kimberly. Sorry. Yeah. Give me some cocktail recipes.
Yeah, cocktail recipes would be good. Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
So listeners can purchase your products in Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York.
Wow.
If they can't find it, they can order it online.
Correct.
Isn't
correct.
That right?
Yes, you can order it online as well. We have, just a ton of online purveyors that you can buy it at.
Can you ship
well.
Internationally?
We can't ship through the distillery, no. But you can buy it like online. A lot of retailers or liquor stores have the license to be able to ship internationally or ship, you know, to other parts of the country. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, Jasper, I tell you, I think we need to have a slow food tour.
Oh, no kidding.
Because aside from the white whiskey, the others are slow, so they would qualify, right?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, the white one's slow. It's only 2 hours.
Yeah, it's only
true,
2 hours,
true.
Exactly. And anytime you want to come out, yes, definitely. We'll be drinking some whiskey.
What a great family story. And it's local. That's wonderful.
Exactly. I just love it. And to see these guys in action together, it's really a pretty cool collaboration.
Yes,
to see
it is.
You guys.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, you've got the tours. You hold tasting events at locations around town. You're going to be doing an interesting one in July at the Foodie Chick event with Donutology.
Yes. So we're pairing our whiskeys with some delicious donuts from Donutology.
Seriously, I'd like to know that because I know everybody pairs wine.
Uh-huh.
And now the big thing is pairing beers. But pairing whiskey with desserts, that just sounds natural.
Yes, exactly. Because, I mean, there's so much the characteristics or the tasting notes that come from whiskeys. Yeah. you know,
the butterscotches, the caramels,
the vanillas. I mean, you get some really complex flavors from whiskey, and yeah, works great.
I'm excited.
Dessert.
Can I go to this? Is it open
yes.
to the public?
Hey.
Yeah, it's open to the public. You can go online to Foodie Chick Events, I think.com and buy tickets.
And we also we've been working together too. Also, just working with businesses throughout Kansas City. Like once a month, we're scheduling. Events at the distillery with pairings. We're doing a lot of different pairings and stuff like that.
Maybe we could take the supper club on the road.
Yeah.
The Jasper Supper Club. I like it.
My friends, make sure you check out the website right now. It's unionhorse.com. And of course, you can find their wonderful vodka whiskey, aka white whiskey moonshine. We won't say that. And the reserve and the rest at your local favorite bar and watering hole. Kimberly, this could be a dangerous ending for our show.
Well, you're reaching for the bottle, Jasper, right. So I think it's time to wrap this up.
You need
up.
A glass of the bourbon.
We get Mark over here has got the ice going, so give me that glass. What a great interview.
Thank you, Damian, so much for stepping away from a very busy operation.
Well, thank you very much for having me. We really appreciate it.
So. We appreciate it more than anything. My friend, this is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
Talking whiskey, local that is, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. We're just 1 week away from Mother's Day, and strawberry pies are back.
Oh, my gosh. I live for those.
I know. Look at this photo right here that we're looking at. We need to get one of these in front of us right now.
We do. $13.99.
Oh, and just for you, Miss Kimberly, it's BOGO time.
Shrimp.
Oh.
David Ball he knows what I like.
But I'm going for the porterhouse chops. And guess what?
What?
They're BOGO.
They are.
They're BOGO. Buy one, get one free.
That's unprecedented.
At your neighborhood. That's something else. Kansas City strips, $7 each. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're talking certified Hereford beef. That's right. Go to your Hen House Market right now, and you can get all the ingredients for my recipe of the week. And you're going to love this one. It's strawberry season, so I made a strawberry caprese.
I saw that. It was beautiful.
Simple ingredients with some farm-to-market ciabatta bread, a little bit of that chateau garlic butter on that bread. That's a salad for the springtime. Kimberly, every time we are together, we're eating. Do you realize that?
I do, Jasper. So does my waistline.
Oh, my gosh. Lydia Lynn's sweet treats today? How about that?
Oh, my gosh. And I see you've already dug. Oh, my gosh. You're almost done with yours.
What do you say? I've been here for a while, lady. I'm ahead of the game. When I know cupcakes are awaiting me and Lydia Morrow is here, then I arrive and promptly... Is that the right way to say it?
Promptly, yeah.
And I'm prepared for an interview.
You were on time.
I did
for
my
class.
Homework last night while I was texting you. You know that.
There you go. Huh. Well, we are so lucky to have Lydia Lynn Morrow here with us this morning. She owns Lydia Lynn's Sweet Treats.
Ooh, they are
she
sweet.
Calls herself an entrepreneur. We need to call her a cupcake goddess, Jasper.
Oh my God. So just to start the interview off, because I got food in my mouth, Lydia, welcome to the show. But I did what you said. I put a little bit of this lime on the cupcake.
The fresh lime.
Yeah.
Put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah, squeeze the fresh lime wedge on top. It's really
well,
good.
Well, welcome. Anybody who comes bearing not only gifts, but cupcakes.
Oh, look at
they're
this.
Friends alive from Jasper's.
So, Lydia, let's start out at the beginning. How did you start your business? You're only 20 years old.
Well, it's a funny story, actually. Whenever I was 18, I had...
A long time ago when I was 18.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I was babysitting. And they were great kids, but I was just kind of like, what should I do with my free time? So
they were great kids or bad kids?
Great kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So I decided to sell some cupcakes to make some extra cash for college since I was about to start. And then within 3 months, I had sold about 2,000 cupcakes, and it's kind of just taken off.
2,000?
Yeah. And you're in the culinary program at Johnson County Community College.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you know our friend Mary Berg?
Yes, I do. She's actually my professor this
She's
year.
Amazing.
Yes,
or as Jasper
her.
Would say, amazeballs.
I didn't think we could say it on the radio. Seriously?
I think so.
Well, we'll find out from the
FCC.
Not the first time we've gotten a letter about that, but what you say on the radio.
That's okay.
So what makes you unique?
Well, I bake everything from scratch. That's really important to me. No box mixes. I've actually had someone ask me before, what frosting do you buy? I don't really buy frosting. I just make
the frosting,
everything.
I mean, the cake is delicious. The frosting is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I ate that first. I'm sorry.
And I make sure to deliver everyone's order to their house. I don't let anyone come to me. So, yeah, I really like that. And I like to give back to my community back home.
Wow.
Back home. Where's back home?
Back home is Blackburn, Missouri, the Lafayette County area.
Not too far from Higginsville, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have been here. You would have heard the conversation.
So as a little girl, did you bake with your mom or your grandma? Or?
Yeah, I baked with my mom and my grandma. It kind of just started off with boxed cakes, you know, as it always starts. But then I started to watch Food Network, and then I just kind of taught myself from there.
You're a culinary student. I have to ask you, I'm having problems with my strawberry cake. I've been adding a cup of fresh strawberries to the cake. My regular cake batter, it's not a box. But for some reason, it's not rising. It's kind of like it slowed everything down.
Do you squeeze out the juice from
them? Yeah, taking most of the juice out. I'm thinking about substituting, putting less water in the
cake. Is it like batter. Dense and like?
Yeah, it's just too dense. But these cupcakes are light and airy and.
Thank you.
You want to come bake some strawberry cakes for me? Come on.
So what else did you bring this morning?
I brought along with the lime and the coconut. There's caramel apple and then chocolate chip cookie dough.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Listen. You gotta listen to her. Different cupcakes that she makes. Give us about four or five of them now.
Four or five different flavors?
Yeah, maybe six or seven.
There's a chocolate bacon. I think that really defines America.
Bacon!
Yeah. A classic red velvet. I have a Nutter Butter Madness, so that's like peanut butter and Nutella. That one's really good.
Oh, I like that.
Let's see. Along with the chocolate chip cookie dough, I also have a blue red velvet. So it's kind of got a nice little tang to it.
Wow.
On like a normal red velvet.
Blue red velvet. That'd be good for 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually
very
what a lot of people order it for.
Very patriotic.
Yeah.
I love that.
Tell us about your support team.
Because, you know, I have to say every successful entrepreneur has a good support team. Like Jasper has me. What do you have?
I have my fiance, Nick.
Aww.
He definitely helps out a lot. God bless him.
Does he test?
Yes,
for you?
He does.
Yeah.
I'm teaching
man.
Him to frost, to bake whenever I need the extra help.
Excuse me, I'm going to make a little noise here. I'm opening up another container of. Oh, what are these? These are caramel apple?
Yep. Caramel
and who
apple.
Else is part of your support team? I'm sorry.
It would be my grandmother, my aunt, my parents. All of them definitely help out. My sister and brother.
Oh, wow.
I have lots of taste testers.
Where did you get the. How about the apple smell? Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Yeah, Granny Smith apples.
No kidding. Silence is in the room.
It's because we're all meditating over those cupcakes.
No kidding.
So, Lydia Lynn, what you said you support the community, and do you give a portion of your profits to an organization?
I actually sell cupcakes to help support local events back home, like House of Hope. It helps raise awareness for domestic abuse for women back in our area. Or I'll make cupcakes for local things at the school, like prom and stuff.
I also saw the Haunted Hayride. I saw your Halloween in October, your cupcakes then. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's actually a lot of fun. It helps raise money for Waverly, Missouri, for their parks and such, so they can get new play equipment and things for the park. That's really cool. It's a lot of fun.
Going for a second one, Ms. Kimberly. Let's put this one. Look at the design. Look at this. This is really something. I'm very, very impressed this morning. And each cupcake design is different, Kimberly, if you notice.
I did notice.
Yeah, I try to make it not, you know, cookie cutter.
So what do you take from the culinary school, Johnson County, that you now put into the cupcakes? What have you, I know you're doing, what did you tell me today you started your first day of what class?
Well, right now I'm in marketing, so that's definitely helping.
Oh, that's definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely helpful. I didn't really think that was a big deal,
no,
but now that I'm in that class.
That's my biggest, I mean, I love the marketing aspect.
Yeah, it's really interesting, so I'm definitely going to be applying that hopefully soon to help take a good start off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Food chemistry? Have you done anything with food chemistry?
No, not yet, no. Right now I'm just in a lot of business classes.
Yes. That's smart. Yeah,
because, I mean, I don't know anything about that. I'm just learning from scratch.
Isn't it great to talk to a young student?
It is.
Entrepreneur.
She's very inspiring.
What passion
I
she
love
has.
That. So I'm curious because cupcakes are a huge thing at weddings these days.
Yes.
Instead of a wedding cake. Are you going to have one of yours?
No.
Cupcakes, a cupcake tree?
No, I'll probably do donuts. I think I've had enough of cupcakes.
I love
donuts.
That.
Yeah,
a donut
huge.
Cake.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, Lydia Lynn, thank you so much for coming in today. Jasper,
Hey, can you hear me all? I had to get up and get a knife because I'm splitting this cupcake right now. Sorry, y'all.
Well, I'm
I have
glad
my
you're
priorities,
sharing.
Lady, okay?
Yeah, you do.
Cupcakes, oh my, Lydia Lynn's sweet treat. It doesn't get any better, Miss Kimberly.
It doesn't.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen for 11 years now on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. This is Kimberly Stern.
And this is Jasper Morabli enjoying some cupcakes. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. We're just 1 week away from Mother's Day and strawberry pies are back.
Oh my gosh, I live for those.
I know. Look at this photo right here that we're looking at. We need to get one of these in front of us right now.
We do. $13.99.
Can't beat it. Oh, and just for you, Miss Kimberly, it's BOGO time.
Shrimp. David Ball just, he knows what I like.
But I'm going for the porterhouse chops. And guess what?
What?
They're BOGO.
They are.
They're BOGO. Buy one, get one free.
That's unprecedented.
At your neighborhood. That's something else. Kansas City strips, $7 each. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're talking certified Hereford beef. That's right. Go to your Hen House Market right now, and you can get all the ingredients from my recipe of the week. And you're going to love this one. It's strawberry season, so I made a strawberry caprese.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
Simple ingredients with some farm-to-market ciabatta bread, a little bit of that chateau garlic butter on that bread. That's a salad for the springtime.
You know, Jasper.
You know, Kimberly. What? You know what?
You know what? What starts my morning off really good every day? Really good.
Really good, good. Let me see. Bacon and eggs?
Well, no. You have to have your coffee first.
Oh, because I know you get up at 3 a.m. I thought maybe you're scrambling some eggs and bacon.
No,
coffee?
No, no.
Who doesn't drink coffee in the morning?
And my coffee of choice for decades since I moved to Kansas City has been the roastery.
Which blend do you use?
I love the Tuscan espresso.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're pretty dark there.
Well, I am. And then I drink decaf, too. I mix. I'm a
decaf.
Half
oh,
caf
I know. That's, I get your coffee every Saturday. Half
you
that.
Do.
But that tells a lot about someone, you know, how they get their coffee, you know. And
that's
if
true.
You think about that, you could read somebody. Maybe we need to talk about this.
Well, we've got the perfect guest with us this morning. Mike Vallant, who is the director of cafe operations for the Roastery, is with us in the studio. Lots to talk about, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, Mike, I'm telling you, Kimberly, I know I wear perfume and wear too much perfume, but the minute Mike opened this thermos of coffee,
it almost covered up your perfume.
And think about, you know, bringing coffee in a thermos, you know, 30 years ago, you wouldn't have had this,
no,
you know, this flavor. But no. I'm telling you, the scent, but this is something, it's overwhelming.
It's wonderful. And we're drinking Guatemalan this morning.
We are.
Right, Mike?
Correct.
A favorite of yours?
It is. It's one of my favorites.
Cool. You brought your favorite.
Well, Kimberly, you've been to Guatemala. You've been to Costa Rica with Danny, of course.
And you.
And we took a little trip. We learned it a lot that trip.
We learned it a lot.
I did, and I have an appreciation. You see how I drink my coffee now.
Just straight up?
Straight up. No, yeah. No. I wasn't allowed to. I mean, he was going to slap me, that man.
Danny was.
He's pretty tall compared to me. I got to listen to him, my man.
So, Mike, the Roastery has been air roasting coffee in KC for over 23 years. That's
wow.
Hard to believe.
No kidding.
And in 2017, you guys kind of have an ambitious plan, opening 6 cafes, including the drive-thru, which opened just a month ago.
It did, correct.
And, of course, next week, you are opening on May 12th, you're opening Corrigan Station.
Corrigan Station in the Crossroads at 19th and Main.
I was just down there at Corvino, and I was kind of sneaking down the hallway. I went to the restroom and sneaking down that beautiful hallway and kind of looking in there, and oh, my God.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be
That's
really
something
nice.
Else.
We're excited.
Well, let's talk about the drive-thru. Why did you guys decide to open the drive-thru after all these years?
It's what our guests have asked for. Our guests have been requesting a drive-thru for convenience. We thought no better place than the drive-thru close to home down there under the plane. We can keep a good eye on it.
And it's right near the core of downtown in the crossroads, right?
Exactly. And I love the idea. It's not just a normal drive-through. This building, what do you call those?
It's a what is the wood on the outside? I mean, it's reclaimed.
Reclaimed wood, correct.
It's gorgeous.
It is. It's really something else. And, yeah. And you know, it kind of stands out, and you have the cafe still.
Mm-hmm.
But going through there, it's, I don't know, to me it was quicker, of course. But it just gives you a different scent. Maybe in the morning, I don't know. But I still like going to the cafe. But that was something else for me. I don't know. It was a different experience.
Well, and you know, I think, too, people are so hectic these days. That sometimes you're on the run.
Exactly.
Sometimes you want to sit down and relax. So I love the convenience of the drive-thru. Of course, you sell pastries and all your beverages, including canned cold brew now?
Canned cold brew. We have our nitro on tap.
Yeah.
Canned cold brew. And then we also have pastries and breakfast items.
Well, Jasper.
Kimberly, let me tell you something. When Danny O'Neill puts his mind to something, it's just not like, I'm going to open up another unit or something like that.
Yeah.
He's very, very aggressive. Mm-hmm. And I guess some of these people just don't say no to Danny. It's very hard to say no to Danny.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he does. And he knows he's done a lot of homework with this, because we had talked a while back about putting one of these in our parking lot, the restaurant.
Yeah.
I wish I had the room.
Yeah.
I so wish I had the room.
It would be there. I know.
Oh, no kidding.
But the cool thing about this drive-through is, of course, the plane. It kind of overshadows
it.
So you've got this really, nowhere else in the country can you go to a coffee drive-through with a historic or vintage plane hanging over it.
Betty.
That's pretty cool.
Betty's a DC-3. She looms over top.
She watches.
So not only do you have this beautiful new drive-through, but also under that plane, or I shouldn't say under the plane, but we also have on weekends the brunches, the food trucks. Which is really unique.
Yes, the food truck brunch, we do that once a month. Our next one is coming up here in May. We usually have about 4 or 5 trucks out there. Goes from 10 to 2.
And Father's Day, there will be one with live entertainment. So, you know, we mentioned cold brew and cans a couple of minutes ago. That's popping up all over town. And it's popular.
I'll tell you what I did. I bought my coffee, and then I got a can and put it in the car. I finished my coffee up pretty quickly, and I had another one. And then I stopped at Donutology. Now, you know that story, don't you?
That's right.
And they had more there.
Yeah.
You know, they had the
so
brewery.
So you were a three-fisted drinker.
And, oh, it was a dangerous ride back to 75th Street. Wait, 103rd Street.
So what are people loving about the cold brew cans? Where can they get them around the city?
Hen House, Ball's Price Chopper, and other supermarkets around town.
And, of course, every roastery cafe.
Every roastery cafe as well, correct.
Yeah. And it's made a little bit different. I mean, it's not like your regular just a cup of coffee in a can.
Correct. So the cold brew is a 19-hour process. It's an immersion brew, similar to a French press, brewed under refrigeration for 19 hours, and then after it's brewed, we filter that and then can it.
Let's talk about, for people at home, they pick up a package of the roastery coffee. You grind it at home, of course. What is the best way? How did you do this right here? Because this is different.
So the coffee I made this morning was a Chemex. I made that at home this morning with fresh ground coffee, of course. And then it's a manual brew method or a pour over method where you're brewing small batches at a time.
And what's the temperature of the water?
Right around 200 degrees. You want to be just short of boiling.
So most of the coffee should be at that point?
Yeah, you should. If you don't have a kettle to boil, you know, to heat the water, just boil the water on the stove. Let it cool for about a minute, and then
never put the water in the microwave beforehand.
No, correct.
Come on,
learn that,
please.
Jasper.
No, just I hear people do that. And come on.
And of course, the roastery has all sorts of wonderful gadgets for any level barista, home
correct.
Barista, right? Novice, remedial, like me, remedial, novice, advanced. Right?
We have pour over methods. We have coffee brewing machines. We have a Ratio 8. We have all the way up to a Mocha Master.
Mocha Master
is, it's been around for probably 40 years, but.
And of course you do monthly cuppings, Jasper.
That's what
we
I like
to
a
go.
Lot. Well, you know, during the monthly cupping, that's how we came up with the Leewood J.
Really?
Well, you know about the Brookside Bob.
Right.
I changed that name. Danny knows all about it. It's going to be on the boards next month. You know about the Leewood J.
Well, I do, but
they
it's,
know
it's
me
not
over
on the board.
Well, you have to, you know, like you go to some of these, you know, hamburger places, they got the secret menu.
Yeah.
Ask for the Leewood J. They know what to make you, let me tell you.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for stopping in. You're one busy guy. Of course, the Corrigan Station Cafe is ready to rock and roll next Friday, May 12th. You'll open up. And exciting addition to the Crossroads.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. And here's to another cup of coffee, Miss Kimberly.
Cheers.
This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen, sipping some roastery coffee this morning right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.